Hi, Joanna here, and you're listening to Life Made Me Do It, a podcast that talks about the things that life made us do. Join me as I share my stories and stories from people who I personally admire that can fuel inspiration as you create and live your life. So this is episode 7, and I'm flying solo again. This is another quick detour episode, and I will be talking about creativity. So yeah, here's episode 7. Let's go. Okay, I lied. Before we jump into the episode, we have our first sponsor! Yay! Okay, so Millie and Rose is a lipstick brand from Australia. This little brand started from home in 2020 by the owner, founder, and Millie's mom, Rose. The colors of their lipsticks are just gorgeous, putting a perfect dash of color on your lips. They are natural, vegan, and cruelty-free. Their well-curated shades take inspiration from everyday beauty essentials, giving women the confidence to be their best throughout the day. Also, they ship worldwide. So for the listeners, you can get 15% off when you use the code Joanna, that's J-O-A-N-N-A, on checkout. Shop now at millieandrose.com and use promo code Joanna, that's J-O-A-N-N-A, to get your 15% off. Okay, so creativity. I consider myself as a creative person. I'm very crafty. It's something that I got from my mom. I grew up seeing her making my clothes, accessories, like basically everything. Like Halloween or any other costume parties, that's our thing. So yeah, I also remember doing these DIY figurines with my mom. I think they're called plasters? Not sure with the term, but basically they have these mold holders and you let them dry and then you can paint them however you like. So yeah, I enjoy that a lot. That was a good memory. For me, being creative is my best way to express myself. I guess I'm blessed enough to have these different creative outlets. Like if I feel sad or happy, I sing. I love music. I love just even listening to it, you know. And if I feel extra creative, I love to paint or draw or just put some makeup on. I love playing with colors and experimenting with different looks. So yeah, I also used to write poems when I was young. I love writing Tagalog poems because I feel like Tagalog sounds more, I don't know, romantic, I guess. So yeah, creativity is not always about being quote-unquote artsy. It's about exploring your boundaries and creating something outside your box. It allows you to reinvent and develop new perspectives or ideas. Being creative means challenging the norm with your new ways of thinking. It allows you to see the beautiful side of uncertainty and dismay. There are a lot of ways to express your creativity, and believe me, there's almost no rules in expressing your creative juices. You can just read a book. I find this very helpful, and at the same time, reading helps me get in touch with my emotions. Like whenever I'm into a story or let's say a novel, it helps me empathize. Because reading helps me put myself into the character's shoes or situation. Like it triggers my brain to imagine. So that makes me understand the story or the struggle better. I find painting therapeutic. It doesn't matter if you're good at it. You just do it for fun or for yourself. That's what I usually do. Writing. Writing is something that people should try. At least journaling. Because writing your feelings or emotions down, like the things you feel at the moment or the things you want to say, it's a form of release. It's giving yourself the freedom to just own your feelings and express yourself unapologetically. It's yours and no one can be the judge of it. Music, whether you're creating or just listening to music, that's creativity. Listening to music allows you to zone out from the world and try to create your own little bubble. And that's where the magic begins. That's where creativity takes place. Being creative doesn't have to be complicated nor perfect. You just have to do something that makes you feel alive and free. Like doing something that puts you on your center and doesn't make you seek for an approval from anyone that surrounds you. Remember that creativity is self-expression and there's no criteria or standards to follow to be creative. So, yeah. So that's my take on creativity. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know this is kind of short, but whatever. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And if you want to know more about me and what I do, you can follow me at _JoannaYap on Instagram. Next week, I will be having another guest to share their story. Yay! So I hope to see you on the next episode. Bye!